Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 3rd, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, as we said, freedom is not an abstract concept. Do you think it is? Let's talk about it. Those who feed on our force of life, our energy, have done much across the history of class to convince us that it is a variable concept. When they seize the fraternal language of the religions that began with the message that we must reincorporate the corrupt corporeal power of the rulers who puffed themselves up on power took from us. Their power is just us in mind chains. We are the power we cede to them, and we must reclaim it back into our bodies. When they seize the language of equality of political movements like socialism that began with the message that we must level all hierarchies, end all false divisions, they hope to turn back the tide of our continuous forward thrust to the reclamation of our stolen lives. The challenge for the power guys has ever been how to stem, end, or bend to them our longing for freedom. And we must not forget what Lester Crocker told us, that there is no fundamental contradiction between democracy and totalitarianism. To achieve the latter, the power guys must simply condition the people to want the state. Eric Fromm has some thoughts on this. Let's take a moment to ponder them. Quote, "The emerging democratic system was beset by one important contradiction, operating in states with tremendous inequalities of opportunity and income." And he's, of course, referring to nation states. "The privileged classes naturally did not want to lose the privileges which the status quo gave them, and which they could easily have lost if the will of the majority who were without property had found its full expression. In the 19th century, it seemed as if universal franchise would solve all problems of democracy. But the problem of democracy today is not any more the restriction of franchise, but the manner in which the franchise is exercised." And quick comment, of course they do. Also, they restrict the franchise. I think whatever they can do or feel like they need to do, they have no rules, so you know, whatever. Continuing with Eric Fromm, how can people express their will, quote, their, quote, unquote, will, if they don't have any will or conviction of their own? If they are alienated automatons whose tastes, opinions, and preferences are manipulated by the big conditioning machines. Under these circumstances, universal suffrage becomes a fetish. If a government can prove that everybody has a right to vote and that the votes are counted honestly, it's democratic. And my comment, a similar argument is made when a media titan uses the size of its circulation as proof of its greater legitimacy. Continuing with Eric Fromm, but even free elections do not necessarily express the will of the people. If a highly advertised brand of toothpaste is used by the majority of people because of some fantastic claims it makes in its propaganda, nobody with any sense would say that the people have made a decision in favor of the toothpaste. All that could be claimed is that the propaganda was sufficiently effective to coax millions of people into believing its claims. And that's unquote from Eric Fromm from the Sane Society. But in the decades since Eric Fromm wrote the Sane Society, we have even a fuller picture and additional information from Alice Miller, Martin Brunau, John Boswell, and our good three, Terence K. Hopkins, Emmanuel Wallerstein, and Giovanni Arrighi, and can wholeheartedly agree with Lester Crocker, Proudhon, and Kropotkin that what we need is not democracy, but the open society. Moreover, we can see that the place to begin is not with the framework of voting, but with the reconstitution of the human, i.e., as Alice Miller says, the problem of our being made automatons, of our not having any will, as Eric Fromm points out as well, is not fixed by thinking ourselves up a new set of terms for the reduction of our humanness, but by addressing that reduction directly. The theft of our true selves, the suppression of our spontaneous feelings, a suppression continuously reinstituted by the hierarchical structure and the enforced atomization of class.